Welcome, everyone. This is Joe Dagher, the host of the Business 901 podcast. With me today is Dominica DeGrandis. She teaches and coaches teams using Kanban for IT operations and development operations. She is an independent consultant with a background that includes 10 years of doing configuration management, build and deployment automation, and server environment maintenance, followed by leading teams performing those functions. She has also filled the role of project and program manager. She travels the world speaking about her signature area of work, improving interactions and dependencies between teams. You put on a two-day workshop all around the world. I forget, you're in Belgium, I think, somewhere, you know, pretty soon here in another place.
It is just up is in my head right now that I describe and show to people.
But I guess to correct myself, you have two DevOps classes coming up in Seattle and Chicago, and then also you're speaking at three Lean Kanban European conferences, and that's a busy October, isn't it?
Paris, it is.
Vienna, and Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's a very busy fall. There's a 2-day Kanban for DevOps class in Seattle, November 6th and 7th, and then another one in Chicago on December 5th and 6th, and then I'm also doing a webinar for Swift Kanban on Wednesday, September 5th. It's DevOps and Kanban. I'm going to talk about three ways to sync up dependencies between development and operations teams, and then I leave for Europe mid-October for the three Lean Kanban conferences. Excited to be in Paris again, and it's October 18th, 19th, and then on the heels of that, there's a 2-day conference in Vienna, October 22nd and 23rd, and then rounding that trio up is there's one in Amsterdam on October 25th and 26th, and I love going to the European conferences to see what's going on. I think, you know, Europe has been doing Kanban for operations longer than we have in the U.S., and so there's a lot of really good case studies over there to learn about.
Now, you also have a couple community groups online that you work with in the DevOps field. Could you name them and mention how someone could contact you?
Oh, sure. There is Kanban Ops. It's a Yahoo group. You just Google Kanban Ops. It's a private group, which is nice because we don't have a lot of vendors posting outside, trying to sell anything. But Kanban Ops is a group of practitioners who can ask questions. Kind of like Kanban Dev. There's a Kanban Dev Yahoo group too, where people can just ask questions to the community and get responses. And the Kanban Ops group is much smaller. It's really just getting going, but it's more about case studies for the community out there who's using Kanban for ops. And I facilitate that group. So if somebody just went to Kanban Ops and subscribed to that, then I would approve that. We have the Limited WIP Society, which is a nonprofit international society that there are local Women at Lip societies all over the world, Australia, London, Europe, U.S., everywhere, and they have meetups, and it's a great resource to go to for example, get a list of the, you know, 36 online electronic Kanban tools out there on the market now. Things like that, and there's videos out there of all the latest from all the latest speakers at the Lean Kanban conferences. One thing I wanted to mention, Joe, was the another important thing to note about Kanban. Typically, especially in the ops arena, we are used to having work pushed on us, right? Do this, do that. Without people really understanding the front uptime that we might need. And that continual pressure and force is just not sustainable. I mean, no relationship can respond positively to that continued kind of force. And that's why it's so key to set those work in progress limits and to adhere to them.
I'd like to thank you very much for your time today. This podcast will be available on Business 901 iTunes Store and the Business 901 blog site. So thanks again, Dominica.
Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate it.